Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But last week, as a part of like the beginning parts of media availability and the free agent signings, Charles Minihue spoke to the media, and Nate Taylor, our friend who will join the show tomorrow, was writing it up on The Athletic about it. And in the article, Charles Minihue once again had bold things to say about his game. I'm going to make everyone regret not giving me the long-term deal, right? I'm going to prove everyone wrong. The kind of attitude he's had over the last couple of years. And what I was trying to ask myself is, because this relates to the draft, is can the pass rush just be better than it was a year ago if we're counting on and believe Charles Minihue when he says career year? It's weird because if we're just talking about play, I actually think the answer is yes. But it comes with a massive caveat of his entire career, which is, are you going to be on the field for 17 games? Because if he's on the field, I actually think Charles Minihue is not, he's telling the truth.
Right.
He will prove people that he's worth the contract or worth more than the contract he signed. My old question with the Minihue is not about ability or his motivation level or what he does with that motivation. It's whether or not he can play.
Well, there's a reason why he came back. There's a reason why he came back on a 1-year deal. We know that was not the plan when free agency began. And you saw the Turk Wharton deal, and so you just assumed he was going to get way more money for his services moving forward. But one time when he missed, it was his own doing, right? He had the suspension due to a off-the-field issue. Then the other time in an AFC title game, he tore an ACL, which caused him to miss, 80% of last season, 90% of last season, and then he came back. So can he stay healthy? Can he stay away from any off-the-field issues? If he does that, he's playing a full season, and I think he could have one of his best years of his career, and then he potentially could go sign somewhere else again after this next season on a multi-year deal and get that. Otherwise, he'll be playing on 1-year deals the rest of his career. Like, if he doesn't stay healthy this year,
if he plays 11 games, even if he has 8 sacks in those 11 games, he'll just get a 1-year deal with whatever team, like you said. Yeah. Do you think that it's enough to just count on him? I mean, I know they'll draft a defensive lineman. I'm not arguing that. But can they go into the season knowing that the primary output they're getting from the defensive line is Chris Jones, Mike Dana, Charles Minihue, and George Karloftis again? Because that's really the question you're asking yourself about a Minihue is, are they good enough on edge based on his own personal admittance that he's going to, wreck the league again? Like, I just think a Minihue is a really, really good player when he plays. Like, maybe borderline a little underrated in the league when he plays. But you and I have said that maybe for a couple of years now, Gold. And I don't know, 1 year, it was a suspension for off-the-field stuff 1 year, right? And then last year, obviously, it was him coming back from the eventual Achilles injury, I believe it was, in the AFC Championship game. So, he's constantly having to try to work his way back. If he's fully healthy, I love what Charles Minihue brings to the team. I also do like that he has, for the most part, never wavered in his confidence as a player. And when he plays, backs it up to a pretty good extent.
No, he has throughout his career. And you always like the fact that a player is going to go and motivate. We know he was very upset at the time when free agency opened up, initially he was vocal on Twitter and social media. People took that as like he was mad with the Chiefs and he wasn't going to sign here. And ultimately he came back. It's just he was frustrated. He thought he was worth a certain dollar amount. The Chiefs were not willing to go there. And then he went on the open market and he found out, you know what? Hey, the Chiefs weren't wrong. That is what my market is. And so that's a tough pill to swallow for anybody, whether we're talking about an athlete or anybody. If you think you're worth more and everybody's telling you you're not, that's a tough thing to hear.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.